Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Age-old debate, rent or buy, okay? Who here likes thinks renting is better? Put up their hand. Okay, good, good, good. Okay, and why is it good to rent versus buy?
You got flexibility.
Yes.
Low risk.
Yes.
So if you don't like the neighborhood or don't like your neighbor, you can good. Move. You can always upgrade or downgrade.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great, great. Awesome. So when I was talking to that real estate investor, the veteran guy, he rents. And I was like, why? Why do you rent? And he was like saying the similar stuff, flexibility. And he was talking about you can save on the down payment, and he uses that down payment to invest in other properties. And then he says he doesn't have to pay strata fees, he doesn't pay property taxes, he doesn't pay for repairs, he just calls his landlord and goes, oh, the sink's broken. Oh, the toilet's broken. Can you fix it? It's not tied down to one location, like you said. And here's a great reason. You can often, he told me, like he's renting in Yale Town, and it's like 1,000 square feet, and he's paying like two bedroom, whatever, with view, and he's paying like $2,000 a month. And then I was like, okay. So what I realized is that often, landlords charge below market value rent. How many of you know that? How many of you have seen that? And often, landlords, how many of you heard the saying, like, oh, well, my tenant's been so nice to me, I'm not going to raise the rent. And they haven't raised the rent for like years. How many of you heard those kind of stories? Right? So when I talk to real estate investors, they always raise the rent, like yearly. They always. And then I was like, okay, so why do typical landlords not raise the rent? And then I go through a little bit of that in my book, because you know if you're treating your rental investment property as a business, then you got to be in the business. You should charge market value rent. You should offer great service and customer support. But landlords, it seems like they want to just get a tenant and never talk to them ever again. It's like, here, sign here, and then bye. You know, I'm going to move to like China or Japan or whatever, and then never talk to you again. Just keep depositing the check, right? And it's like, like what kind of business survives where like the owner never talks to the customer. Anyways, the point is you can often rent at below market value and your landlord might not raise the rent for years. So that's a pro for renting. Cons for renting, obviously, you don't own the property, you need the landlord's permission for renovations. You can get kicked out just like that, meaning if they want to sell or other reasons, right? In BC, unless the landlord is like selling the property or trying to move in themselves, it's probably almost impossible to kick out tenants. Like unless you're a really, really bad tenant, you can get kicked out, but you can stretch out that kicking out period, the eviction period. You know, for some reason, the Residential Tenancy Act and they're really favoring tenants and they, anyways, I won't get into that. I'll tell you this. So my client, we had this tenant problem. We had to try to kick him out. And we went by the books. We followed the rules. And they were supposed to be kicked out according to the rules. But then he brought his lawyer in and, oh, feel sorry for me. And then my tenant has to move out in the winter time. And Oh, extended a couple months. So it's like, it's very flexible. And then I talked to our office, my brokerage had a guy from the PC Residential Tenancy Branch come in and talk to us. And he was telling us about tenancy rules. And basically, he said it's all up in the air. There's no firm structure. It's like here's kind of the guidelines, and it can be, you know, bent, and so it's not very set in stone. So to answer your question, flexible. Okay, so who thinks it's better to buy? Okay, great. Can you explain why?
So when I buy, I own the property,
yeah,
and I feel secured. Mm-hmm. It's my property, it's my investment, and I pay it off eventually, and I can do whatever I like, and nobody is going to kick me out. And in the long term, real estate is going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's great. So
awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Troy. So yeah, the typical reasons for buying: you get to own something, nobody will kick you out. When you sell it in the future and you made a profit, you don't have to pay capital gains tax. The cons: you have to pay all the maintenance, all the strata fees, mowing the lawn, repairs. You're tied to a mortgage. And how many of you know, how many of you have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? Put it at the end. Good, a lot of you. Okay, so you guys know that buying a home for yourself is not an asset, right? Mm-hmm. It's a liability,
yep.
Right? How many of you, so an asset is something that gives you money, and a liability is something that takes money from your pocket. So when you buy a home to live in for yourself, it's a liability, okay? And when you buy a rental property, it's an asset. So that's one of the concepts I was, if you haven't read that book, I would highly recommend it. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It talks about assets and liabilities and that kind of stuff. And the other thing with the cons of buying a home, you have to come up with a large down payment. Yes?
But I mean, if you just say 5 years ago, I mean, if the market's slowly creeping up, I mean, how could it be a liability if you're owning your own home? I mean, you eventually, 5 years later, you sell for more than what you pay for.
Yeah,
I mean, I have to argue with this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great.
I mean, if it were at the top of the bubble, yes, you can make crash.
Yeah. So when you own it, it's a liability. But when you sell it, that's when it's an asset. Yeah. So that's how it works in that sense.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.